This week, we are going to be talking about the week of January 30th through February 5th. This is going to be the full moon in Leo. I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my experiences at the club. Scott is going to be sharing some of his past from when he used to work in a restaurant and how these both relate to the current alignments in Aquarius. Now is the time to embrace our individuality while contributing to the group context. All of this culminates with the full moon in Leo on Sunday, which encourages you to release your inner drama queen so you can assimilate to the group with an understanding that you don't need to snuff out someone else's light in order to allow your individual light to shine. Share your warmth and benevolence with those around you, and together your community will light up the rest of your world. Oh, the worlds.
The world. And your world. And we also answer a question about Mercury retrograde as well. We're still in the retrograde shadow period, so we answered a question about the retrograde. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
The weekly transit.
Astrology is a language that communicates how the planets and stars influence life on Earth. I'm Scott Tajarian. I'm an interpreter of this language. Join me and my co-host, Ingrid Iverson, who helps bring an even more practical look at this astral language. The Weekly Transit is here to bring clarity to the chaos so you can ride the planetary waves instead of the planets riding you.
The Weekly Transit.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Ingrid. Where are you? You look like you're in a...
I know, this is like
bunker.
My heating vent. It's
a, yeah.
It looks like a prison camp or something over here.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so what is up, Ingrid? What do you want to get into? What do you want to talk about? We don't want to do questions because how are you feeling? Are you loving life right now?
You know, I feel like I made all of these like goals that I wanted to like start on this year, and already it's just a reminder that, I mean, we are in the retrograde. We were just talking about this before we got on here, but it's like, it's not always so easy. You put something on your list, I'm like, oh, I can just cross that off tomorrow, I can go do that. And it's like, well, then there's all these little steps that you have to do to get there, and then it just already feels like, how do you accomplish anything when there's so many little steps to each process? So trying to stay realistic and not get frustrated. And then, like, I worked at the club last night, slowest shift I've ever worked. There was literally no customers for like hours. It's just been so cold and rainy. And usually when it's slow, I get like really depressed. And I'm just like, is this what I'm doing with my life? This is awful. I couldn't hate something anymore. But somehow instead, the time flew by. I like just hung out with some girls from work and feel like I, you know, just had conversations about how we can make more money and, you know, built friendships and something, you know, maybe we can do something outside of work to like,
this is great,
you know, promote each other. And then I took some like videos on stage since there was no one in there and like learned some new tricks that I,
that's cool.
We have like really big mirrors. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, did 4 hours go by? I like had to check the clock a bunch of times. I was like, wait, what time did I get here? It was like, oh, I only have an hour left. So I left feeling good. And I went out and met a friend after work, which I never do because I don't have enough energy after work to do anything. So I was like, I was able to just go with the flow and not get so caught up in like having a bad day. Because like, I always like to tell girls when they're feeling frustrated, I'm like, all it takes is like one good customer. And the girl next to me was like, she's like, dude, it just takes one good day. Like, I just need no one to bother me until I have my good shift at work so I can relax. Like, I just need like the one good shift. And I was like, oh, I've never even considered that. Like, yeah, maybe it only takes, you know, all it takes is one good customer, but it also only takes one good day. It's like we have one productive day and all of the other little like minutia stuff that's like hard to, this seems impossible to do. Like, it will all come through on a certain day. So don't get so caught up in just getting frustrated over things not happening right away.
Yes. So you felt productive at work, even if you weren't making money, and you felt like you were building connection with your coworkers, and you're excited about what you're planning with them. What are some of these plans? What were you coming up with?
I mean, one of the girls I was just thinking about her because, like, if there's nobody there, like in the daytime, sometimes it's slower, so which I'm not used to having any time on stage when no one's in there to just play around. So we'll just go on stage and like give each other pointers, like, oh, I'm trying to learn this trick, like, can you help me? And she's super nice. And so we did that last time when it was slow. And I was like, oh, I was just thinking about you. I had a trick. I saved all of these Instagram posts that I wanted to try out. And she was like, okay, cool. So we were just like connecting over that. I was like, I have a pole at my house. Like, you should come over and maybe we can take photos of each other, or like, there's other ways to make money through OnlyFans and stuff. And everything just feels like very isolating. It's just you by yourself. But it's like when you have someone else to hold you accountable and it makes it more fun and exciting. Like, I don't want to take pictures of myself. I hate taking pictures of myself. Having someone to just have a fun day with, it's like, okay, we do lunch, we practice, we take pictures. Like, that sounds like a fun day to me, as opposed to just sitting by myself in my apartment all day. That doesn't feel as motivating.
Okay, so anyways, I was saying that I'm just feeling, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, astrologically, just the knowing that things are kind of stagnant right now. Sometimes I'm like, okay, Scott, what do we do about it? What are we going to do about it? And it's like, well, there's actually nothing to do except for to accept it and to not let it ruin your day. And I feel like I was able to be like, okay, everything's not going to happen right now, and that's okay. It's okay to have days that aren't just so productive and I'm not exactly where I want to be, but, like, there's other, like, other ways we can feel productive even if it's not what we set out to do that day.
Exactly.
I feel like if my expectations are not met, then sometimes I can get very frustrated.
Yeah, I imagine people out there that are very frustrated right now that don't know that Mercury has been retrograde and Mars was retrograde and they're still in their shadows and things are moving slow. I mean, Mercury didn't move out of its ret doesn't move out of its retrograde shadow until next Monday, February 6th. Mars doesn't move out of its retrograde shadow until March 15th. So they finally moved. Like, when you look at the beginning of the year, Mars was at the same degree from January 1st to January 24th. Mars typically moves 1 degree every 2 days. So in 24 days, Mars should move 12 degrees, but it moved 0 degrees in 24 days. Whereas Mercury typically moves 1 to 2 degrees every day. And from January 14th to January 21st, Mercury didn't move. And it should have moved if it was at its normal pace, would move about 10, 12 degrees. So
I mean, it's kind of like a construction zone or something. It's like we just need to slow down for it, but there's no way to like rush it. It's just that's what's happening, and then
exactly.
you just gotta wait for it to pass.
Yes.
And I think that just the awareness is what can bring some ease about the situation.
I love that you say that. I think it's the awareness, correct me if I'm wrong, but the awareness of the situation that gave you a different attitude at work. And rather than feeling sorry for yourself and wallowing in self-pity, you actually were productive in engaging with the other girls there and, planning for what's next. And that's also, the Capricorn, Aquarius energy. Capricorn's about planning to plot your course and taking the steps to climb to the top of the mountain. And Aquarius is about, who's with me, like bringing other people involved. So the fact that you are engaging with other girls,
Love
it's like, how are we
that.
going to work together? Like, we have a common cause. Like, we all each have our own unique gifts. Like, you know how to do these dance moves better than I do, but I know these things better than you do, and we can help each other and make them our own and work together towards a common cause, which is, making money for you guys.
Yeah, and even just having some fun and like just personal, I don't even know if I think, learning more pole can't and like getting better at dance can't hurt, but like you're gonna make money no matter what. I feel like it's almost just like a personal growth thing. Like, I want to have some goals that just involve working on dancing, because I just haven't put a lot of effort into. Actually, it just is really funny because it reminds me of a conversation I just had with my friend where I was like, oh, I just learned these new dance moves, and if I would just be working on it every day, like, I get hard on myself because I think a lot of people, I've always been jealous of people who know exactly what they want to do and they get obsessed and they just do it all the time. Like you with astrology, you found astrology and you're like, this is what I'm going to do. Every person I meet, every movie I watch, everything about my life, I'm going to analyze through this astrology lens and I'm going to get so fucking good at it. And then you've created a path for yourself. And I've always been jealous of people who just find something and they just get so obsessed that they do it every day. And I've just never been that kind of person. I always get interested, you know, the novelty of like learning something new gets exciting. And then for me, it always seems to wear off. And then I can just get really frustrated with myself. I'm like, oh, I tiled this table at myself. I got all these compliments on it. When I first made it, I was like, oh, people are selling these for $1,000. I'm going to make a business out of this. Like everything I do, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to make a business out of it. And of course, in 2 months, I'm like, okay, I'm never going to do that again. So with dance, especially, I like bought this pole. It's very expensive. I, you know, learned the handful of tricks I do know. And then it's just been kind of sitting here. I always feel like tired from work and just not inspired. And so I learned a couple tricks and I was telling my friend, I'm like, oh, I wish I was like further along. Like some of these girls have only been doing pole for a couple months and they're like far surpassed me because they practice like every day. They're like obsessed. They come into work on the slow days just to practice. And I don't do anything. I show up for work. I do whatever I've learned. And he was like, but that's fine. Like you can't like create motivation if like people are just wired a certain way. They fell in love with it and they do it every day. Like, why are you hard on yourself? Because you didn't get obsessed. Like that's just not in the cards for you. And that's fine. I learn really fast. So I'm like, if I just applied myself, I would be so much better at it. But he was just like, you need to let that go. Like, that's not even important. You should just be proud of where you're at. Like any progress is progress. And it doesn't matter if it's not on the same timeline as somebody else. Like that's just unrealistic. We all have our own timeline and our own passions and wanting and having an outcome are two different things. Like you can want to be an amazing dancer, but like if you really wanted it, you would do it all the time. You just don't. So like, that's okay to be like, just have like dream. Like you can have pipe dreams. It doesn't mean you're like a shitty person or you're like not, you're like bad because you didn't accomplish this dream. It's like, well, you didn't do the steps to get there. And that's okay. We're not all wired to like get obsessed with every interest we have and make it into a career and like be the best at it.
Totally.
We don't have to be the best at everything we do. I feel it was kind of somehow reflecting along the same sense of just, we're not always going to feel motivated and we're not always able to access that energy. So just working with whatever energy is there is what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's it. Just work with the energy that's there, you know, and your energy is meant to have that variety.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know, this is why it's like hard for you to maintain on one thing. So, but like when I think about your north node in the 11th house, that's Aquarius. I think, you know, you being a leader in a group, and that's why I kind of lit up when you were like, I was talking with all these other girls and we were playing like what we could do, like, you know, when we're not at work and working together. And, you know, maybe if you invited a few girls over to your house, you were all practicing there or something. I don't know, you know, but I think like when you're working with a team, that is when you're going to thrive.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I thought it would just be fun. Like the sense of community is, what were we saying?
About you having friends over and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think just bringing some fun and like, yeah, the idea of community, it just makes everything feel more pleasant to me, not just doing things alone. It makes me feel excited to accomplish something and like kind of cheer each other on. And yeah. And also like even one of the girls that I don't normally talk to, we work together all the time. And like, it's not like we don't like each other, but we don't really like interact as much. And then, you know, I asked her one of the slow days about one of her tricks and she showed me. And then, you know, now we've been going back and forth on Instagram and then I saw her at work and this. So just creating a rapport and having that community to like lift you up and ask you about things also helps keep you motivated too. They're like, oh, well, what are you working on? Well, this is what I'm working on. And then you get like, it just reignites your passion when you have people surrounding you that are working on the same things as you are. And yes. I think that's really powerful.
Iron sharpens iron.
And like, especially now, like we're like on Zoom, like we're not interfacing with people as much as we used to. So like using the community that we do have to connect.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then I did want to say something before we move. I don't know if we're ready to move into the week, but
yeah.
If you're new to the Weekly Transit, the best way to follow along is to go to the website, click on the forecast link, and it's just an overview of what we talk about on here, along with the signs and symbols, and then all of the journal prompts that Scott asks me here. And then also, if you buy the book, there's a link to it in the show notes. It's meant to decode those symbols. And then if you're watching the podcast, you can see our beautiful faces, and that's on YouTube or Spotify. And we also show the symbols on the video as well. So if you're wondering when we're talking about what we're looking at, you can go view it there, or you can go to the website to follow along as well. If you don't want to watch the video.
Awesome.
And then did you want to thank our sponsors?
Let's thank the sponsors. Yes. So we want to thank Grace, Janelle, Vincent and Michelle, Clarissa, Brenna, Nicole, Aline, Robin, Cassie, Merdinas, Brooke, Ricky, Amaranth, Larry, Libby, Annie, Amber, Lori, Stephanie, Deborah, Haley, Janine, Carrie, and Catherine.
Thank you all so much for donating to the podcast. It helps us spend more time doing what we love, sharing the planets and stars with you. And if you would like to support the podcast financially, there's a link in the show notes. You can donate $1, $5, or $10 a month. And if you don't have any means to support financially, we still really appreciate you. If you want to help us out, you can share the podcast with your friends. You can rate us 5 stars on whatever podcast platform you're on. And
write a positive review.
Yeah, write a positive review. I was like, did I get all the things?
Yeah, cool.
And awesome. If not, thank you. Just thank you for listening and supporting. Yeah, and we love getting messages from you, mm-hmm. Scott at the Weekly Transit, or I'm at Ingaroo, Ingaroo on Instagram. So we love hearing all of your astrology stories, and yeah, keep us posted. We like to hear all the tea.
Yes. Thank you, Ingrid. So this is the week of January 30th to February 5th. A big theme. Community, because the planets are in, the sun is in Aquarius. So I love hearing, you know, about how you're engaging with your community and you're putting yourself out there more and really connecting with people. I mean, that's in the flow of what's going on right now. And the stagnation is, you know, slowing you down, hopefully, so that you can make these connections rather than just rushing off to where you think you're supposed to be. So we're looking at Monday, January 30th. We've got the moon, which is the planet of emotions, in the mutable air sign symbolized by the twins, Gemini, conjunct with Mars, the god of war, the planet of action, aggression, and conflict. So the moon, the planet of emotions, conjunct with Mars. Mars is one of those planets that has been very stagnant. It's only at 8 degrees, or it's only at 10 degrees. It was at 8 degrees from January 1st to January 24th. Here we are 6 days later, and it's still at 10 degrees. So it's moving very slowly, getting back up to speed. But it's encouraging you to ask questions, gather information, and really it's connecting to your emotional nature as well. Like what excites you emotionally? What satisfies you emotionally? What would you like to learn that satisfies your emotions? Maybe you've been afraid to ask the question. Now it's giving you the courage to ask the question that is going to satisfy your emotions.
I mean, I feel like that just goes right along with what I was saying, just like learning more stuff about dance and connecting with the other women that I'm in community with. I mean, some reason it can feel very intimidating when someone's like better at you than something. Like, am I bothering them by being like, hey, can you help me? Like, how did you do that? And it's like, well, if you don't ask, you're never going to know. And like, I was asking one of the girls, I was like, wow, your pole has really improved. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, you're complimenting me. I learned stuff from you. Like, and I was like, what are you saying? Like, we were both like mind blown that the other person thought that they were like really, you know, talented. And I was like, you know, and then she was like happy to, you know, we were happy to share and have a conversation about it. Like the curiosity and in the community, I think really like that was kind of the key of just being confident enough to be curious, mm-hmm. to put yourself out there and be like, hey, I'm not as good as I want to be. Like, what do you think I should do? Like, do you have any tips? Like, yeah, the curiosity and just other asking other people questions makes them feel like part of the community. That people like to be needed.
Exactly. They feel seen. You recognize me. You're watching me on the pole. Like, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I love it. And then when we look at Tuesday, January 31st, it's along some of those same frequencies. Like yesterday, Monday, January 30th, we're looking at Mars. Mars is the planetary ruler of Aries, where Chiron, the wound and the ancient wisdom that is unlocked through healing that wound, is in the cardinal fire sign symbolized by the ram and ruled by Mars. Aries is also connecting to the moon in Gemini. So Monday was having the courage to ask the questions. Tuesday is maybe looking at some of those insecurities that you may have in asking the questions or gathering the information. Like, I ask a question, I feel like I'm an idiot. You know, well, why? Like, what is your fear about that? Where are your insecurities in wanting to learn?
I mean, when you're trying to learn something, like, so I just started videotaping myself for the first time doing pole. So I'm looking at myself and then immediately I'm like, oh my God, I'm humiliated. Why am I doing it like that? But the only way to get better is to analyze ourselves and ask ourselves the questions of how can I improve, and maybe asking other people how we can improve. And so getting over that uncomfortableness of having to take a look at ourselves and seeing what we are lacking. Like, the only way to get better is to actually work on it and to know what we feel like we're lacking.
Exactly. To mess up, to fail, to like, oh wow, I really suck at that. Well, that's going to, you know, help you recognize what you need to improve on.
And maybe it's less work than you think. Like, I saw these couple of tricks that this girl did. I was like, oh, those are so cool. I don't even know if I can even learn those. I went on stage when it was slow, and one of the other girls was like, oh, do you want me to film you? Because I was trying to like set the camera somewhere. And then, you know, and then I was like, well, I'm trying to learn this after I did it once or twice. And I was like, oh, it's like, I don't know how it's working. And she was like, oh, actually you do it like this. This is what the girl's doing. She gave me a couple tips while I was doing it. And then we were both so excited. And she, like, to have both learned something, and it
and you figured it
the
out
self-confidence,
right away.
Yeah, that like uncomfortableness of feeling like you don't know or you're not as good at something. Like, when you're reaching out to your community, they are also lifting you up. They're like, oh my God, like, I couldn't do any of this like 6 months ago. Like, I'll share with you like how I got there. And yeah, it just feels better when you're in community, and you have to get over that discomfort of putting yourself out there in the community.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Speaking of community, Wednesday, February 1st, we've got the sun, the giver of light, life, and vitality, in the fixed air sign symbolized by the water bearer, Aquarius, aligning with Chiron in Aries. So we looked at Chiron yesterday with the moon. We're looking at it today, aligning with the sun. So this is looking into the community. What are you afraid? Do you have fears around being yourself? About around being, you know, so many people, I think it's very natural. It's very natural to feel like, well, I want to fit in. I want to fit in. And so you may compromise yourself because you want to fit in. But the Aquarius energy is saying, just be yourself, and the right group will find you. And so what are your fears around fitting in or conforming versus being yourself, being the unique individual that you are?
I mean, I spend a lot of the time at the club, so I feel like this is like my bubble of where I collect information from. But when I first started working there, like, the first thing you notice is like, most people are not friendly. Like, you can't, not that you need to be hazed, but like, it's not a very warm welcome usually. And it's like, you don't ask any questions. Everything feels very intimidating. Like, don't fucking look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't, like, no, we're all here to make money. Like, get out of here. Like, we're not fucking friends. And
it's competitive, huh?
Yeah, it feels very competitive. But, and so I was always like, then that's how kind of I felt when I saw New Girls. Like, I felt bad, but then I also felt like, what am I going to give them all the knowledge that I had to work for? And like, it takes a lot of time to like feel comfortable. Like, I had to go through like a long time of not really having any friends. And like, and now one of my favorite things, like one of the girls I'm close with is always like, oh my gosh, like you were the first girl that ever talked to me here. And when she told me that, I was like, oh my God, that's awful. Cause it was like, you can have no friends for so long. No one will even say hi to you.
How long was she there for?
I don't know. But she was just like, you were the first person that even like, you know, befriended me. And that like meant a lot. Just that you would say hi to me in the dressing room, like nothing even special. And so now I really try to be very like welcoming to like the new women, even though that's not normally the culture, to like welcome the new people and like make sure they're comfortable and be like, even if you don't feel good, like just keep coming back. You're going to make money. It's fine. Even if you feel stupid, at the end of the day, you're going to have money and then you're going to be excited and then it'll be motivation to keep coming back. Like everyone has to start somewhere and being, so I feel like that type of community, just shifting what you would normally do in that situation, or like the culture of how people are normally accepted at the beginning, felt like for some reason like scary to me, like someone else was going to be mad at me for like welcoming the new girls and being nice to them. Because at first I wasn't doing that, and then I was like, oh, that's so fucked up, like,
yeah,
why am I following along? Yeah, why am I following along?
When did you change?
I don't know. I just felt like I always, at the beginning, I just always kept to myself. I didn't ask any questions. I didn't want to like upset the like balance. And then, yeah, it feels so different now. And also the club I work at is friendlier than most. And I feel like we pride ourselves in that like the staff is really nice. The girls are really nice. And that's why people come back there, because it feels like more safe and comfortable. You don't feel like everybody's out to fucking get you.
There's just such a... What is it, like a attitude of lack or scarcity?
Yeah, totally.
And the thing is if you're welcoming the new girls and they're feeling comfortable there and everybody has a good attitude, it's going to raise the vibration of the whole club.
100%. If all the girls are nice and they're all good dancers, the customers are going to come in and be like, wow, everyone's an amazing dancer. Everyone is so nice. Like, mm-hmm. They're going to want to come back. It's like the more customers, the better for everybody.
Yes, and exactly.
Yeah, it is. It definitely comes from a scarcity mentality. It's like, well, if you're the only good dancer, no one's going to want to come to this club. You're going to have one customer. Great. Like that doesn't make any sense.
That's kind of the shadow side of Aquarius, is that you're
like a gatekeeper of the,
well, you're just kind of forcing people to, you have to be this way. If you want to be in our group, then you have to be, you know, you have, where you're hazing people to assimilate to the group.
Yeah, totally.
As opposed to, you know, being more welcoming and you're not coming from a place of fear. You're coming from a place of love, which is going to raise the vibration, where the fear mentality is like, well, you can't wear these clothes, or you can't wear those heels, or you can't do that. This is how we do things here. And you're forcing people to conform, and you're taking away what makes them unique. And what makes them unique is what is really the benefit for the group.
I was also thinking, even like in the restaurant, a lot of the time that kind of happens.
Totally. Yes. You're just, I was like, the same way.
Yeah. I've been here for 10 fucking years. You think you're going to come in here and do a good job? I'm not going to give you all my information. You're going to have to work for it. It's like, well, then.
Definitely. Yes. I had that scarcity mentality at the restaurant, where like a new person would come in. And I'm like, who's this person? I'm not going to talk to them. Like, who knows how long they'll even be here.
100%. You know?
But when I started working, at a new restaurant, and people would treat me that way, it was not like the last, when we worked at Nick and Steph's, that's when I stopped being that way. Cause in the beginning there was this one guy who was, I started working.
Is he still there?
No, he's not there anymore. And he was actually, he was gone. Like, I was just like, I don't want to work with this person. I don't want to work with this person. And he left in a few months after I started working there. But I started working there at the beginning of the year, and it's the same in the restaurant, you know, it's like the club. It's slow in the beginning of the year. Everybody spent all their money. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's like saving up for taxes or whatever. And so there was like a real scarcity mentality. And I even went up to him one time because he was talking to all these other people, and I could just see the energy like kind of get sucked out of the room when it was like he was spreading a
negativity.
Mm-hmm. Negativity. And I went up to him. I was like, what's your issue? What's going on? You know, why I feel like this energy from you. And he's like, we have enough servers here. And I don't know why they hired somebody new, because, you know, it's slow and there's not enough shifts and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, whatever.
This is like the story of every like grumpy restaurant server. Exactly. Like that script. It's like, oh, it's so old. Like,
yes. Yes.
Way to ruin everyone's day. Now we're all depressed. Thanks.
I'm going home now because it's dead. And so, you know, it's like that sort of attitude. And I was like, okay, I don't want to be like that. Because I've been like that, mm-hmm. and I don't want to be like that anymore.
Yeah.
I need to be somebody that is lifting up new people that are coming in.
And it also raises the whole vibration of the restaurant. Like you said, it's like, okay, well, if it's slow and there's only a couple of us, but we're all in a good mood, those couple of people are going to be like, dude, I had the best time there. Scott made me feel like Scott was amazing. He knew everything about the food. He made it fun. Like, maybe I'm going to come back here once a week now just because I like the energy there. Like, it does a lot for the restaurant.
Totally.
To like enjoy the people you work with and enjoy the customers. So yeah, really it spreads. That negativity or the positivity can really spread. And like, I can remember specifically the people that are extra negative. This guy that I like liked as a person,
mm-hmm.
at work, I fucking hated him. I was like, I never want to work with you. Like, and everyone was friends with him. And I was like, I don't mean to be rude, but I never want to work with him. I know you guys we're all friends, but like, no, too fucking negative. You're ruining everyone's day by complaining all day.
Yeah.
And so you're right. I don't want to be that person because it's mm-hmm. so easy to go there.
Yeah, exactly.
The woe is me. Yeah.
Totally. And if you're, and like you said, like it's either sucking the energy out of the room or it's giving life to the room. Like if you go out to a restaurant, you can tell if the staff is happy or not.
Dude, me and my friend Gio have been going around to like different places to like, just like see what other people are doing for this food thing we want to do, like who's our competition, and like, you know, almost every place we've went to, I'm just like, dude, like he went to some just like little taco truck or something, and he was like, we have to go. He was telling me about it, and just the people that worked there were so excited, and he wanted me to work with him because of this, like the excitement part of it. Like, we both love food so much, and it's like, mm-hmm. we both love service. It's like, well, you're going to feel that. And we went to this place. I was like, oh man, they're doing kind of what we want to do. And I think they might be like on another level than us. We went there. The food was okay. The service fucking sucked. And I was just like, so bummed. I was almost more bummed about the service. I was like, you guys aren't even excited. Like, this could have been so fun if you guys were excited about it, but you didn't give a shit. And you're a small business too. Like, we want to feel that passion. So I like to be able to bring the passion to everything we do and like uplift people. It gets people excited.
Yes.
You can feel it when people don't give a shit about their job. Why would I want to go? I don't want to go eat there again. Even if the food was good, I don't want to go back there.
Exactly. Exactly. It makes such a difference. All right. Thursday, February 2nd. So the first 3 days, we're looking at a lot of air and fire. Now we've got the water trine. The moon has moved on into the sign that it rules, the cardinal water sign symbolized by the crab. And it's aligning with Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, the planet of relationships, Lady Luck. In Pisces, the mutable water sign symbolized by the fish, which is the sign that Venus is exalted in. So Venus and the moon are both in positions of power here in this alignment. This is really a beautiful energy for nurturing, caring, showing kindness and compassion to those that you're in relationship with. Really just, you know, this is maybe like you were talking about, like, when you're at work and you're like, oh, it's a new person. I remember what it felt like when it was my first week at the job. You know, I'm going to bring this person under my wing and be compassionate to their situation.
I mean, It feels very healing. It feels very, yeah, the compassion, mm-hmm. understanding where someone else is coming from. I'm like, why would I want someone to feel shitty like I felt? That's mean.
Yeah.
That's a mean thing to do. That doesn't make any sense. It's already scary enough and stressful enough starting a new job without people being shitty to you.
It's about thinking about the past, you know, like, what was it like when I was in this situation? And remembering what that's like, and then having empathy for the other people. I've been in your shoes. I know what this feels like, and I want to support you and encourage you and be kind and caring to you.
And I'm also thinking, like, the Venus, like the love and relationships. Love and relationships are, they're healing. It's in Pisces, which is like also a sign of healing. It's healing our wounds from our past, and we can, you know, maybe we somehow had a wound from we started somewhere new and that was like scary, and we have like some sort of fear maybe of that happening again when we go into something new. But like, maybe if we shift that perspective where we make somebody feel welcome, and then we go to the next place and maybe we just feel less nervous about being like, you know, I'm just going to ask the questions. You know, mm-hmm. maybe not everyone feels like that here. Like, that's just the culture. So everyone, nobody wants to be the one person that stands out. But it's like, it almost felt like some weird like high school stuff when you started a new exactly. restaurant or club. It's like yes. very, it just feels childish. Like,
mm-hmm. it's insecurity, and you're insecure when you're in high school. Mm-hmm. You don't know who you are, and you're just trying to, you know, survive in, you know, the school and not be an idiot. And it's a very confusing time in life, teenage years. And that's what it's like when you're starting that new gig at the restaurant or the club,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it brings like, up all those insecurities.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's so like the older I get, it just, you still see these patterns play out. And like when we haven't healed those wounds, they just repeat themselves, whether we're in high school or in our 30s or 40s.
Exactly.
It's like, yes. why am I not being nice to the new person? Like that's not nice. Why would I do that? Just because that's what we've always done. That's not a good reason to continue that pattern.
Totally. Totally. So Thursday could be a day where you're kind of looking back at that pattern and seeing the past and how it is like returned to the present.
Dude, I was, yeah. I mean, this is kind of like a left turn. I mean, it does have to do with love and relationships, but I really was having like this visceral experience of being like, oh, I really choose these people in my life that are very similar to my parents' relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And although I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, have a relationship that's better than that. I want to improve upon that. But our like subconscious, we don't even know what we're doing. Like we just, unless we really heal something, we're running off of our subconscious. And we're choosing these similar patterns that make us feel comfortable. Even if that comfort is the discomfort of something being the same.
Mm-hmm. But I, like what you're talking about, like I see this in terms of, you can see it in the astrology. Like my sister, her husband, he reflects astrologically three people in our family. And it's clearly these three people. It's my dad, my cousin, who's my older cousin, a man, and me. So my sister chose as her husband a combo? A combo of my dad, my cousin who's a man, and me.
Yeah, makes yeah. sense.
Totally
makes total sense. When people are like, oh, you have mommy issues or daddy issues or whatever, it's like literally that's what everyone has. That's what we all have, because like we all of our emotional baggage comes from our past.
Totally.
Whoever raised us is going to be in our subconscious.
Totally. All right, Friday, February 3rd, the sun in Aquarius squaring off with Uranus, the planetary ruler of Aquarius, in the fixed Earth sign symbolized by the bull, Taurus. So this is shaking up our relationship to the material, our self-worth, what we value, how we bring that to the community or the group. Maybe you're saying, okay, I'm showing up. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be the person that I'm meant to be and not try to be somebody else. And now you get that pushback. It's that uncomfortableness. You know, like this, it just takes me back to when I first started working at Nick and Steph's. And there was that that guy who made me feel uncomfortable there. But I was like, I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be me, and it's all going to work itself out. And there's people here that don't like me because I'm the new guy, and they don't know me. And the ones that don't learn to like me are either going to go someplace else, or they're going to learn to like me and they'll stick around here, because I'm not going anywhere. So this is where I am. So that's it. And that's what happened.
Will you pull the alignment up again?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, okay, so it's Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a revolution in Taurus. So like the material, we're like maybe having an awakening of doing things in a new way in the material world, or like valuing ourselves in a new way, like appreciating ourselves in a new way. And when we're bringing that into the community, there, it's uncomfortable to do things in a new way, whatever the thing is. Like, even if we're like, oh, I value myself more, but putting yourself out there in the community is a different story. It's scary. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. even though that's what we should be doing, there can be some discomfort involved in just doing things in a new way.
Yes. Absolutely. It's a revolution of your self-worth.
I mean, just thinking about the restaurant or the club, it's like, oh, well, then everyone, like what I was thinking at least, is like, I don't want to be the one person, like now everyone's going to hate me because now I'm being nice to the new person and everybody wants there to not be any new people because there's not enough shifts. There's too many people. Why are you welcoming them in? We don't want them. They're the outsider.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, we don't make the decisions anyways. What are we going to bully them out of a job that just doesn't even...
They were hired for a reason.
Yeah, we don't get to make the decisions. So we're just going to be mean to someone? That's going to help? It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. So just changing the way we present ourselves in the community is scary.
It is. Yes. And it gets a little scarier.
Uh-oh. On
Saturday, February 4th, where Venus squares off with Mars, so the goddess of love and beauty, in Pisces, squaring off with Mars, the god of war, in Gemini. So this is tense. Tension in relationships. It's like you're engaging in these new relationships within the community, within the group. You're feeling more because of this Pisces energy, but it's like you always like to bring up, you know, you got to back up that intuition with the facts. So do you have the courage to ask the questions that need to be asked in order to validate your intuition? Or are you just going to go off what you are feeling and not back it up with any facts? So,
I mean, it makes me think about, you know, maybe the guy you didn't like, he sees you being nice to the new person, and now he's asking you a direct question. Why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. Why are you going to welcome them in? And then you have to back it up with, like, logic. You're like, what, am I going to make them feel bad so they quit? Like or, logically, just the whole situation doesn't make sense. So whoever's asking, you know, maybe you're asking him the question, why are you so mean to everybody? Mm-hmm. Why are you ruining everyone's day? Is that going to change anything? No, you're just making this person feel isolated and uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where's your logic behind that? Are you really getting anywhere with that except for like covering up your own insecurities? Like, I can't imagine actually saying that to somebody, you know, in the workplace where you're just like, what the fuck, dude?
There's something going on here with taking a conscious look at what's going on beneath the surface in your relationships. Like, what is the baggage that you're carrying in your relationships, and what is the action that you need to take to sort of uncover this baggage? So, you know, going back to that example of the guy, you know, it's like, yeah, what are you so afraid of? Why are you afraid that
they're going to take your job? Yeah.
Like, you're going to lose your job. And I think somebody actually, when I started working, there was a couple guys that were antagonizing me. And one of them actually did lose his job because...
Was he a sommelier?
No.
Oh, there was a guy at LACMA that I think worked for other Patina restaurant group.
Oh, okay.
And he was a terror. Like
he went to the manager and was like, I need to work more shifts or you know, you have to fire me. And he's like, okay, bye. You know, like,
good, but
these are the number of shifts that you have and you either work those or you can leave. It's up to you.
But a lot of places like are in the past, especially like, I feel like the restaurant industry is shifting to maybe a more positive, accepting place. But mm-hmm. in the past, people would get away with that. Like, these people that have worked there for a long time would just throw a fit and they would get whatever they want. And they could also act however they wanted. Like, mm-hmm. the level of dysfunction that would happen in a restaurant, like, you know, that show Bear came out and everyone's like obsessed. I'm like, they're obsessed because that shit is real. That's how people are mm-hmm. acting in the fucking kitchen. They're fucking hazing people. They're being fucking mean. They won't even look at you or talk to you. It's like,
I need to watch crazy. That show. I haven't watched it. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it in like 2 days or something. I was like, it is very realistic and it can be very mean and people get away with a lot that you would never get away with. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience in other industries, but I can't mm-hmm. imagine being in some other corporate place where people could just, you know, basically throw a fit and get whatever they want. It's crazy. So, yeah. I mean, in the past, that person could have said, if I don't get my shifts, then I quit. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to let that new person go. Cause like there's just like the favorites and the like, mm-hmm. just the whole culture of that.
Mm-hmm. So this alignment is really about digging into your unconscious, into those uncomfortable areas. Like, why are you feeling insecure? Why are you, you know, what?
Yeah. What are you so scared of? Someone being good at what they do doesn't take anything away from you.
Or are you feeling guilty or ashamed? Or are you feeling regretful in your relationships in some way? You know, this is the opportunity to really ask those questions from a lighter perspective. Like, okay, what's the deal? You know, why are you acting this way? Why are you feeling guilty or shameful? Or where's the fear coming from?
I mean, I think a lot of insecurity. The fear comes insecurity. From insecurity. So it's like, well, maybe you haven't been, maybe you don't know the menu. Maybe you haven't been practicing as much. Like, maybe you're not like doing your hair like you used to, whatever the thing is that makes you feel confident. Maybe you're not doing the things you need to do for yourself to be the best version of yourself. So when this something else comes in, you get scared that they're going to take your place and your job is threatened. It's like, well, if we're all just showing up 100%, like, you know, trying our best, then we're not going to be so scared if someone else is there. Like, we're all different. Like the Aquarius energy you're talking about of just being ourselves mm-hmm. and being unique. It's like, nobody's going to replace you.
Yeah, exactly. No one can replace you. No one can replace you. You're unique. And so if you're coming in from that place, so it really comes down to like, there is some sort of fear that you're not good enough,
mm-hmm.
that you don't deserve success.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this Mars squaring Venus energy is going to really create the conflicts that need to occur in your close personal relationships so that you can be more courageous as a partner.
I love that.
And that leads us to the final day of the week, Sunday, the day of the sun. And we're looking at the sun in Aquarius opposing the moon in the fixed fire sign symbolized by the lion, Leo. This is the full moon in Leo. So this is everything that we've been leading up to this week, the full moon in Leo. When you think back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's about facing those fears and asking questions and connecting to the community and being authentic, being unique, being an original, being an individual. And then Thursday is about compassion and nurturing. It's kind of that healing energy after we've had that expressive experience. Friday's crunchy with the sun squaring Uranus and, you know, being in that position where you're like, I'm an individual, but I don't fit in. Ouch, this is uncomfortable. I'm the weird person here. Mm. I'm the oddball. And then Saturday is like, okay, we're going to have a fight about this. You know, why are you not accepting me? And then by the time we get to Sunday, this is opening your heart. When you think, well, you were going to say something, go for it.
Well, I'm just curious because it's an opposition. Because I'm saying, yeah. At first I was like, oh, like the courage and Leo is the sun. And like, this is like the perfect express, like you're able to express yourself and feel good in the community of just like, yeah, just being different. And it's okay. You feel confident in that and you're like able to shine. But what about the opposition part? What is there like? There is
the opposition is when you look at this, think of Leo is the lion, the king of the jungle, and Aquarius is the community. This is me, Leo is me, and Aquarius is we. And sometimes me gets in the way of we. When we have a big ego or we're overly concerned with ourselves because we're insecure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shadow side of Leo. Is like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I want all the shifts. That is the shadow side of Leo. That's throwing the temper tantrum. The light side of Leo is being that light, that warmth that says, there's abundance for everyone here. I'm going to invigorate everyone that I come into contact with. So when you think about going back to the new moon in Aquarius, which was back on January 21st, that was setting your intentions to be an individual, to be independent, to be innovative, and to engage in the community. The full moon is the release. So that full moon in Leo is, what about my self-centered, egotistical, insecure nature do I need to release in order to be a part of the community? And this doesn't mean that you're conforming to everyone else, but it's being confident in who you are, that you don't have to step on top of anyone else or step in front of anyone else to be seen. That you just being you is enough, and you don't have to snuff somebody else's light out in order to be seen for yourself.
I was reading something, or I saw somewhere that, like, you know, a good etiquette to have for the club, even though it's probably, most people probably don't follow this, but at the club, to not ever put down any of the dancers or the staff. Yes. Like, you never want to be putting people down. Exactly. And I read that and I was like, I don't feel like most people are doing that. I feel like a lot of people are like talking shit on people and it's like the drama. But like, I read that and I was like, yeah, that's so tacky. Like, it's so rude. You really don't want to be doing that. And the more, you know, when people are, you know, I'm sitting with someone, we're watching one of the other dancers, I just, unless I have something nice to say, I don't say anything. I'm always just trying to give a compliment, like, oh my God, her shoes are so cute. Like, she's such an amazing dancer. Or like, if they mention someone else that it sounds like they want to dance with them, instead of like, if I know I'm not going to get a dance with them, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'll go find, let me go grab her. Like, you know, I want you to have fun. Like, the more fun they're having, the more fun everyone is having. It's like when everyone's buying stuff, it just elevates the experience. Nobody wants to be like, oh yeah, I don't like her. Like, I'm like better than her. It's like, that's gross. It doesn't make you look cute. It makes you look like a fucking insecure little bitch. Like, and then in the end, a lot of the time they'll end up either getting a dance from me or tipping me because they think I'm so nice. They're like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome that you like the other girls that you work with and you want, like, thanks for being so nice about it.
Hmm.
I'm like, yeah, it just, it's an ugly look.
You said the D word.
What's that?
Drama.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the shadow side of Leo.
And some people really thrive on it. They like it. And they think it's, I think it's like addicting. Like, people can think that, like, somehow sharing the drama is going to make them like more exciting and more intriguing, which it can.
I love the etiquette though, where it's like, you don't put down anyone else. Like, you don't have to snuff out somebody's light.
No.
In order to be seen. And so that's what this full moon is about. It's about shining.
Yeah, it doesn't make me any less to give someone else a compliment, like, or to appreciate somebody else, or to be excited that someone is excited about something. It's just like lifting everybody up when we're like validating whatever they're appreciating about somebody else. You're like, oh, I want a different server. And you're like, oh my God, of course, like, of course, like they're my favorite. Like they know so much about the food. They're always so excited. Like they have an emotional connection to that person. Like you want them to have a good experience.
Yes.
Well, you want everyone to have a good experience.
That's it. The biggest takeaway from this full moon is shine your light and share your warmth within the group.
I love it.
And when you're saying like, isn't she beautiful? Isn't he amazing? You know, like you got to talk to this person. They're so interesting. You know, it's about putting the shine on somebody else as opposed to being that black hole that's like, oh my God, I can't stand that person. Don't talk to that person.
And the more you feed into either of those energies, the more it happens. I feel like the more positive, like I decided I wanted to be more appreciative of my customers. And I swear it has like shifted so much in me to be like, thank you so much. Thank you for spending time and money with me. And then they're like, oh my God, thank you for thanking me. Like, I appreciate you. You know what? Like, just shifting that energy. But like, if we go the opposite direction, it's like either of those things feel like a slippery slope. Like the more negative you are, the more negative everything gets. You're just going to be attracting more of it. And the same thing with the positive energy. Like you give it to somebody and then they give it to someone else or they give it back to you. And it's just like, oh, we had a good day, even though it was slow as fuck. Nobody made any money, but like somehow we like laughed, we practiced, we kind of like built a friendship. Like we had a good day.
I love it.
And then it makes you excited to come back. Like the next time you come, you don't come with a negative energy because then you're going to be like scaring all the customers away by being a bitch. Like then you have the one customer that could have made your day, but instead of being like, oh my God, hi, like we were just having fun practicing. You're just like, yeah, there's nobody here. Today sucks. Like they're like, okay, go away. That's not fun.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Shine your light, share your warmth. Lift people up and they will lift you up. That's what this is about.
And
then the community's stronger. The friendships are stronger. So I want to just answer, we just have time for one question.
Okay.
Somebody asked, this was a couple weeks ago, about Mercury retrograde. And since we're still in the shadow period, I'll go for it. Is it better to not commit to things during it or actually start the new things? A work course starting in March got moved to this week, but I committed before the retrograde. That's from Jamie. So this is already long since passed because we got this a few weeks ago. But if it was already something that you were working on before the retrograde, it's on your plate. It's like we always say, you know, if it's on your plate, you want to clear it off your plate. You don't want to add anything new to the plate, but if it's already on your plate, since you already committed to the work course, it's on your plate. So yeah, do it. Good. I hope it's going well for you, Jamie.
I have like two things just this week also that my friend texted me and literally said, I'm finishing this project and this project. I really need to clear my plate. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's literally just what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. This is the day you want to get everything off your plate. So try to schedule, you know, getting all that stuff out of your way so you can start new stuff with actual energy and time for it. And then my sister, she's been trying to like fix up her bathroom, and then she bought all of this stuff, and it's just been sitting there. And she was like, oh my God, I just took everything apart today. Like, was this a mistake? Like, what? Now I just have even more to do. And I was like, no, you have another, like, you know, two weeks to like finish everything up. She's like, should I have just waited? I'm like, no, you've been talking about this forever. This is the perfect time to finish your project. Get all your stuff, you know, get it all out. You took everything out. Now you can put it back together and then you'll be done by February 6th. You'll be, you know, onto the next thing. You'll have a nice, beautiful bathroom with all the pieces put together. Like, just put that on your calendar that you have, like, you know, this amount of days to finish the project. You have all the stuff. Yes. You've been, don't panic about what all the things you need to finish. Just put them on your list. And maybe like anything that wasn't really happening that's been a new idea during the retrograde, put that on the list for after February 6th. Make a list for now and make a list for later so you can actually, you know, if you have 20 things on the list, you're not going to finish them. If you put 10 things here from the past, 10 things for the future, you can
work on the past.
Yeah.
And then get to then you'll be have that clear slate to really focus on the next things.
It makes so much sense. And I feel like the only time, if we're not following astrology, the only time we really tap into that is on the new year. But when we're talking about the stars and the planets, it's like, okay, every new moon, every full moon, and then every retrograde are these reasons to, you know, set intentions, do a check-in, clear the plate, start new projects. I think that that in itself, I think, is the most impactful thing when people ask about astrology. And even if they're like, is it real? I'm like, whatever you believe, this system, I'm telling you, of setting intentions, checking in, clearing our plate, working on the past, working on communication and relationships, you can't go wrong. These are all amazing things to be doing on an everyday basis where there's a community involved, where there's check-ins involved, accountability. Like, I think it's just a really amazing, like, just the flow of how it all goes always just makes so much sense.
And it's funny when people say, is it real? You know, I just always say, is the sun rising in the east and setting in the west? Is that really happening? I mean, whether you believe it or not, it's happening. And so,
even people that say they don't believe it, I swear every time they'll be like, yeah, I don't know about that, but I know every full moon, every retrograde. And I'm just okay, so you don't believe it, but you just said all of the examples for why it's why it's actually happening.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're all connected too. You know, we all we're feeling the same vibrations. Mm-hmm. So
exactly. Exactly. So if you want to know how these alignments are affecting you directly, contact me for a reading. If you want to learn about the moon and the moon cycles and how the moon is affecting you, the next moon cycle class, the new moon in Pisces, full moon in Virgo, enroll at theweeklytransit.com. And that's all I got for you, Ingrid.
All right. And if you haven't bought The Basics of Astrology, yes, the book that I was talking about earlier, go to the show notes, go to Amazon, go to our website. It's called The Basics of Astrology. And it's a glossary of all the terms and symbols that we use here on the podcast. And it's a great way to advance the language of astrology.
Yes. It's an easy, easy way to assimilate to understanding the language.
Yeah. And it's absolutely really pretty. It's really pretty and colorful too.
Yes, exactly. Very visual. Love the visuals. Awesome, Ingrid.
All right. I will see you next week, Scott.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Weekly Transit. Follow us on Instagram for daily updates about the planetary alignments and how to work with the energy. If this podcast is helping you navigate life more gracefully, please subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and share with your friends. If you're ready to go deeper, book a personal reading with Scott or sign up for his new moon, full moon class at theweeklytransit.com.
The Weekly Transit.